and always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Schiemann and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Back after a day off yesterday, President's Day, and a three-day weekend. Chris, what is this? This is a little older and soulful for your musical selection.
This is I Want to Take You Higher by Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, Sly and the Family Stone. I didn't know this was in your repertoire.
It is now.
Very nice. Some good Sly and the Family. It's good stuff. Good stuff. All right. 1 hour in the books already. Want to get more into the Ryan Newman accident out at Daytona. We'll have some sound from that. I'm going to talk a lot of college and football and the NFL draft as well coming up. Plus, we've got Red Alert this hour. And, hey, Chris, there was a goal. And also Masterpiece Theater coming up.
Wow.
Chris is watching a game. I just
You're telling me that the over might have been a good play there, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's early. Yes. I also want to remind everybody, too.
That's what I'm saying. It's early. It's soccer. It's, one goal after the fifth minute.
It's ATM versus Liverpool. Who's ATM?
Atletico Madrid. It's the other team in Madrid, not named Real.
I get the Liverpool part right on the
How
other
come
team?
They're not represented by like dollar bills or euros?
What?
ATM?
ATM. This is my bank. Nice crossover.
They look like candy canes for uniforms.
Kind of does.
Hey, I just remind everybody tomorrow, too, a real special treat that Louis Tiant is going to be in studio with us from 3 to 4 o'clock. It's going to be great. He is just hysterical. And great story coming from Cuba. He had that book, The Sons of Havana, that's been out, which is a tremendous, tremendous read if you haven't already seen it. And that, we'll talk with cigars with Louis, baseball, food, everything.
We should position him in the studio where the microphone's behind him, and then he spins in his chair toward the microphone every time he answers.
Very good.
Just like because that's what his windup was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. His back was always to the batter.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah. That'd be phenomenal. All right, we'll do all that, and it's time for a SportsCenter rundown.
Oh, we're going to do that this hour.
I'm sorry. I missed
nice
the memo
know.
That we were blowing him off last hour.
Well, it was 14 after.
Is that what happened?
Which wouldn't have been our latest, because we've done later than that. But you didn't hear him say
that.
I
didn't hear you. I didn't know if we blew it off because of the sensitive topic with Ryan Newman, or if we were just going with it, or if I just flat out forgot, which I did, even though I write it down every day. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown at 7 past the hour. Here's Chris.
Knockout stage in the Champions League going on right now. Atletico Madrid up on Liverpool 1-0.
ATM.
The other game going on right now, it is scoreless PSG and Borussia Dortmund. All right, Drew Brees is not done yet. He took to Instagram today to say he's going to make another run at it with the New Orleans Saints. Atlanta Braves outfielder Nick Markakis has joined the course, blasting Astros over sign-stealing, telling reporters every single guy over there needs a beating.
Needs a beating!
Beating.
That's code word for plunk.
Exactly.
I don't think it's code at all.
Well, I think it's one thing when a position player says it, but another thing when a pitcher says it. Like Chris Sale, those are some strong comments that we had. During Sound Street.
Mm-hmm.
Some other things we didn't get to at Sound Street, and we opened up the show talking about the events that unfolded on day two at the Daytona 500. They got started Sunday. President Trump was there with Air Force One buzzing the track. That was cool. And, of course, the limousine and the motorcade leading the first pace lap. Then it got delayed by rain. They resumed it to 4 o'clock yesterday. And an exciting race. Denny Hamlin wins, but obviously on the last lap, Ryan Newman crashes, and it looked like there were three different points during the crash where you thought, oh my God, how's he going to live? The impact, mm-hmm. the flip over on the roof, and then when he was on his roof with the open window, got smashed into 200 miles an hour by the car behind him.
And then just being dragged on its roof for, he crossed the finish line on his roof.
And by the way, he was in first place when the accident mm-hmm. happened. He finished ninth.
Yeah, he was in first, but I don't think he was going to hold on to that.
Rarely do you.
Right.
They say the worst place to be sometimes is the lead car on the final lap because you're going to get passed or slingshot or drafted or whatever the case may be.
Or spun out.
Here's the call. Again, Ryan Newman crashing right before the finish line of the Daytona 500 on Fox.
Here comes a push from Denny Hamlin. Well, this thing's not over yet. Not at all.
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside. Oh! To the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow!
Crash into the wall, into the air. Goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line for it.
So you're sitting there holding your breath. And like I think Chris said it pretty well in the first hour. Look, we've seen devastating wrecks in NASCAR. And because of safety and all that, guys walk out. We're used to guys walking out of the car, giving the thumbs up, and that's it. That was not happening here. They bring out the black curtains, if you will, roll them out on the track so the fans and the media couldn't see what was going on. You assume the worst there. There was no news. It was a news blackout for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was very scary. A lot of reports everywhere that everybody thought it was a fatality. And then all of a sudden, like two and a half hours later, we get an announcement that serious injuries, but not life-threatening. It was like, dear God, thank you.
It's a miracle. That is nothing short of a miracle.
Nothing short of a miracle.
It just isn't.
I can almost like feel the people's prayers because it just went.
Yeah.
There was a celebration going on briefly because there was a win with Denny Hamlin. And all of a sudden, a hush of 100,000 people at the racetrack. Here's Steve O'Donnell. This was about, 9:30 last night, well after the race, making the announcement that Newman was in serious conditions, but he did not die.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers and ask that you respect the privacy of Ryan and his family during this time. We appreciate your patience and cooperation and will provide more information as it becomes available.
And then here's the winner, Denny Hamlin, said it was a weird feeling. You know, you wanted to celebrate, but then all of a sudden that was tamped down with what happened to Newman.
It's a weird balance of, you know, excitement and happiness for yourself, but obviously someone's health and their family's, you know, bigger than any win in any sport. So, you know, we're just hoping for the best.
We got a text from 941 in our first hour. He was there. I wish he would have called.
Yeah. Or maybe he will if somebody else was
there
too.
I'm sure there's got to be some listeners. This was just a few hours up the state. I'm sure some people here in Southwest Florida were at the race. Over the weekend.
Yeah, just a few hours up the state. But remember, it was supposed to be run on Sunday.
Sure.
So do people...
That's true.
Know.
Plus the president.
Hey, even if you were a listener and you were there Sunday but couldn't go back Monday, I'd like to hear.
Plus the president there. I wonder how many streets were shut down. And what that
That traffic around there is...
It's bad anyway.
Horrendous is kind of putting it kindly.
Yeah.
You've got 200,000 people descending on a town that's... What, half the size of Fort Myers?
Yeah.
Like, what's Daytona Beach? It's nothing, right?
Right.
There's nothing to it.
Nothing much.
Mike. And you've got at least 200,000 people that are there to actually go to the race, more when you take in what they're fitting in the infield, what they're just doing around town. So, I mean, yeah, you've got a 250,000 people going into your city that aren't normally there.
All right, 239-337 ESPN if you were there. And I don't want any of this. Jason from Naples, you're a regular, you're a good texter. Be better than that. Bleep Trump. This isn't about how you feel about the president. I said this earlier. I would have said the same thing had it been Obama, Clinton, Reagan, the Bushes. That's cool as hell when Air Force One is coming. And that plane can do anything. It's all top secret. Mm-hmm. That thing was 800 feet above the racetrack when it buzzed everybody. And the motorcade to lead the first pace lap was cool. If it didn't give you chills, you're not American. It was awesome. All right? So I don't want any of that partisan bleep.
I'm just so tired of everything in life. I have to be about – it's political. I'm just –
It was a cool moment.
It was
sorry.
A cool. It was cool. A cool graphic
I didn't
they
see
put
live,
up,
but it was a cool moment. I wish I had seen it. It was.
They call the Cadillac that the president rides around in, and they call it the Beast.
Right.
Yeah.
And they put a side by side graphic up of the Beast versus a NASCAR car.
Right.
18 feet to be 16 feet for a NASCAR Cup Series car. At top speed, they won't reveal how fast
the beast can go. Yeah.
But it's 22,000 pounds.
Yeah. A race car is what, 4,000?
Under. It was like 3,600 was, 36 and change, yeah.
See, I had heard the day before that he was going to do that. I thought, wow. Now, I know that they've got special tires and armor and all this, but I don't know if the car, being the weight that it is, could do the 33-degree bank. And it did. It stayed on the apron. But my goodness, that was cool to see. So, all right, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. We'd love to hear from you if you were up at Daytona at any time this weekend. All right, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Well, I was just going to say, the other news, we talked about things going on with the quarterback roulette and the NFL. I want to talk about, for a moment, the quarterbacks that are coming into the NFL, because there's been some news and some buzz in addition to Mel Kiper's mock draft 2.0, which now has Tua going third to Detroit. More and more interest in Detroit, or it's just lying season. Not lying, but lying season. I don't know.
But I'm wondering, though, as you said, I mean, how many are going to take the Eli Manning method, whether it's Burrow or Tua, and just say, I am not going to play for the Bengals. You suck. I'm not going to play for the Lions. I don't want to play there. I want to play for Miami. Do not waste your time. Now, both of those guys may get their wish, because we've seen it. You can do this. You can get away with it.
We've never seen more than one do it in a particular year.
No.
If a whole handful of them do it, then what do you do? Because, look, Joe Burrow initially said he'd go anywhere. He was all excited about being possibly the first pick. He has ties to Ohio, going to the Bengals, whatever. But then there was the statement he made over the weekend that he's got the leverage here, and he wants to go to a place that wants to win, and Carson Palmer's brother is helping him train. Now, Carson Palmer is on the record after all those years in Cincinnati saying, this is an organization that does not win. He ripped the organization.
Mm-hmm.
There are other players backing him up, and now all of a sudden it seems like Joe Burrow is not too enthralled with going to Cincinnati. What kind of power move will he make? What kind of power move would Tua make if Detroit drafted him instead of Miami?
Would you hold out? I'm not playing. Trade me.
I don't know.
I already stated my case a couple of months ago. I'm going to play for Miami. End of story.
Vegas, by the way, has Tua at -110 going to Detroit and Miami. Same odds.
I just want you to know, what if everybody did this all the time? What if Chase Young said, I don't want to play for the Redskins? What if Justin Herbert, who's predicted to go to Miami, I don't want to play for the Dolphins either. Not my style.
This is a group that has no power.
Where does it end?
This is a group that has no power when it comes to collective bargaining and the players' union. But there have been times, we've talked about this on Sports Talk Radio. Every once in a while, the story will come up. Well, do we need to get rid of the draft? Is the draft unconstitutional? Is the draft problematic? Pete Shepard and Craig Sheeman can choose wherever they want to work. How come these kids out of college can't choose where they want to work? It comes up every other year. And at some point, I wonder if we will get rid of it. But can you imagine professional sports without the draft?
Yeah, what it would turn into is it would effectively eliminate the NCAA, because teams would then just sign kids at whatever age, because I'm going to put the time in to develop you.
It would turn into soccer.
It would turn into European soccer, where you have kids at the age of 6, 7 years old signing to go play at certain youth academies across the U.S. that would all have natural ties to NFL clubs. So there would be a ton of youth, or there would be a ton of developmental programs that have a bit of academics involved, but mostly it's developing your football skills, and kids would start when they're 10.
But in the NFL, it would be disastrous, because now you're talking about, you end up being a bunch of super teams, 5 or 6, and then it could be that way. I mean, that's the beauty of the draft, right, is there's hope you can rebuild. You asked the Colts twice, you know, just using them as an example, a lot of other teams. What would happen if Peyton Manning said, I don't want to play for the Colts, or if Andrew Luck said, I don't want to play for the Colts?
In no other sport do we have your chance to go from worst to first in a small 4-team division than in the NFL.
What if Pat Mahomes says, I don't want to play for Kansas City?
I know.
You know, I mean, where do you draw the line?
I don't know.
Where do you draw the line? And it's happened in other sports, too, from time to time, but
Well, I mean, only the guys that have leverage can pull that sort of move.
Well, I
because
agree,
you've got to understand that if you're Eli Manning and you're not a highly touted prospect coming out of Ole Miss, that just because you say you don't want to go play in San Diego doesn't mean anything. You have to have the Giants sitting there who are willing to give up assets to get you
and
in.
And they were.
Right. So.
And they were, but that might not always be the case.
Now, here's where the teams may have leverage, and I don't have to think this through as I say it out loud. All right, Joe Burrow right now is going to be the number one pick in the draft. What if he fools around here and gets real serious and draws his line in the sand, doesn't want to go to Cincinnati, ends up being the fourth pick or the fifth pick in the draft? How much money is this kid giving up when you fall from 1 to 5 or 5 to 10, 10 to 15? It starts dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe maybe there's some leverage there for the owners. I don't know. Maybe a player wouldn't fall beyond one space from 1 to 2.
But, or maybe Burrow's thinking, I'm not doing anything unless A.J. Green gets re-signed and, you know, that I have some people to throw. I'm not going to come in here as a rookie.
Oh, there are good receivers there, even if A.J. Green leaves.
Yeah, no, I know. They have
Tyler Boyd's a good receiver. Ross is good. Yeah, they've got some weapons there.
Yeah. I saw another line on Vegas that the line is at 4.5 quarterbacks in the first round. Care to think that through on the over and under with Burrow, Herbert, Tua, is Jacob Eason your
Jake
fourth?
Eason and Jordan Love, those would be the two.
Jordan Love is your fifth. You still got Jake Fromm and
Georgia.
Jalen Hurts, which probably won't go anywhere.
No.
I presume wouldn't go in the first round. Yeah, that's an issue.
But would you, Chris, say Justin Herbert end up being the Miami Dolphin quarterback? Is that acceptable to a lot of you and Dolphin fans, or would you be highly, highly disappointed? I'm not saying that's going to be the case. I still think Tua is going to play for them.
If it's Herbert,
yeah,
I'll be disappointed. Yeah, I've said I think that he's. Sorry, Bills fans, this isn't a shot at you per se, but I think he's Josh Allen, maybe not as big.
But Josh Allen, I think made. Is pretty good. He's just starting. I mean, he's not even in his prime. He's a baby.
I don't want that as my franchise quarterback.
When you compare it to having Tua instead or maybe a Joe Burrow, I think it's a little less sexy, right?
I don't want a guy whose weakness is throwing to be my franchise quarterback. I'm really not saying that to take a shot. Like, when you have a really good team surrounding Josh Allen, a good running game, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe you get him some more help at wide receiver and things start to turn around there in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just the offense that they're running, that it's a conservative offense, and I don't watch a ton of Buffalo Bills games, but Josh Allen, he's not a great thrower.
Yeah.
It's just not.
I think he's good, but it's his second year. I mean, he's already accomplished a lot more than a lot of other big-name quarterbacks in 2 years.
If you're asking me.
He should have won a playoff game. I mean, they were there. They're up 20, whatever the hell.
Yeah, and arguably, if he could complete a pass, then that game is over, done and dusted. But he can't. And if you're asking me, would I rather have Tua, Burrow,
caught a touchdown
or Herbert? Herbert is a distant third for me.
Right.
And there are people that are listening now that'll say, what are you talking about? Tua should be a whatever. Think what you want. I still think it's fascinating that we're all using ink to put Joe Burrow in at number one when the guy's had one good year.
Mm-hmm.
One.
No.
He was a 55% completion guy before last year.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Yep.
I think it's going to be fascinating to watch this.
I agree.
Is he going to be Mitchell Trubisky, or is he going to be, I don't know, who's
and you don't know. You can't sit there and say Justin Herbert might not be the best of all of them. You can't say Tua might not be the best of all of them. And you can't say that, you know, Joe Burrow might not be. Who knows? It's a freaking crapshoot. We don't have a crystal ball.
I do.
We've seen a lot of big-name quarterbacks suck or never make it to that level.
And I saw every one of those coming.
Did you?
50%.
I'm just wondering where you're going to start to draw the line.
Art, the Bills fan is very upset with you guys in your analysis.
I'm sorry.
Not me.
I'm sorry.
I like Josh Allen.
He's very upset with you, Chris.
Whatever.
Speaking of college,
you're a Bills fan. Try winning a playoff game.
Oh,
this millennium.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Wait a sec. What about when's the last time Miami won a playoff game? Refresh my memory.
2002? 2001?
18 years ago. 19 years ago.
What did I say, Pete Shepard? Did I say this millennium? Yes,
I said
did.
Millennium.
When is 2001?
It's this, Miami beat their last
playoff. Oh, I got to pick my words. I have to pick my words very carefully when talking.
Who did Miami beat their last playoff game? Their last playoff win. Who did
actually, it was Peyton Manning. Come at me with that, kids. Huh? Wow. Zach Thomas not in the Hall of Fame. That's a travesty. That's an outrage.
It'll happen eventually.
I don't think it will. I don't think it will.
He was a great player.
He was a great player. You're right.
Speaking of college football, so I guess the new, not the new, if you're a coach, Charlie Strong, and if you maybe end up at some places that aren't going to make you look good as a coach because maybe you can't win there or whatever, I guess the new mid-career rehab is to sign with Nick Saban as some sort of analyst/intern with the Alabama football program and then parlay that into a new job because that's what Charlie Strong has done. He's going to be working for Alabama. How about that?
It's a rehabilitation program that Nick Saban's built.
It's a career reboot is what it is.
And the other big college thing today, next year, Clemson and Georgia open up the season. They open up the 2021 season against each other at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Art the Bills fan, lighten up. Just calm down. It's football.
He's hammering you from every angle. Dolphins suck. Like, you had Tannehill. You could have had Drew Brees.
Like, I had anything to do with any of those moves. Right? I was the one that told Nick Saban.
You're the face of the Dolphins on this show.
I was the one who told the Dolphins to go sign Culpepper because I don't think Drew Brees' shoulder is going to heal properly. That was me. You caught me, Art.
Carl LeCape says the last Dolphins win of the playoffs was the 99 season, January 2000 playoffs. Now,
That was January 2000, though. That was 2000. What millennium was that against Buffalo? What millennium was that?
Was that 2000 or 2001? Because it's the same argument we had from 2019 to 2020. Was it the start of a new decade? Was 2000 or 2001 the start of the new millennium? I'm not sure. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole right now. Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Chris in Naples. You're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Go ahead.
What up, Chris?
The Dolphins haven't been in the playoffs since the inaugural Browns season.
Yeah.
They lost to the Steelers 4 years ago in the playoffs.
That's right.
But that's okay, yeah, Chris.
I just said Browns. I don't talk about those dirty guys over in
I'm sorry. I misheard. But I'm sorry. Yeah.
The hockey game this weekend was a good one, though. The Penguins put it on whoever they were playing. First hockey game I've watched in a while. But, I wanted to talk about the quarterback thing. I'm not, I think Watson and Mahomes went, you know, middle of the first round. Being a Cleveland guy and especially seeing all the quarterbacks we've run through, in the handful of years we were in that carousel, I don't really like picking a quarterback first overall, you know, and the days have changed from taking a running back. I think a lot of these GMs that are doing defensive moves, whether it be, getting a defensive back or an end rusher, real high in the draft or the offensive lineman in the middle, these big tackles. I think those are the GMs that are really doing it right. Because a lot of these guys coming out with, 1 or 2 years of experience, you haven't really seen a whole lot of them to really know. And when you get these guys that are tackles or linebackers or cornerbacks, a lot of times those are the guys that have been playing, those solid 3 years. I'd be real curious to see, because I don't have in front of me what Mahomes did, his college run. And we don't know enough about him, and that's kind of what gets me.
Well, I mean, his Mahomes stats in college, they're not off the chart great or anything like that.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Stats are good, but the wins aren't there.
Yeah, the wins weren't there.
His stats are there. But, yeah, I mean, did you think Pat Mahomes, when he got drafted, was going to be this good this early?
Well, but I think to his point, like, you look at what's going on in Houston right now, right? They go out and they draft Deshaun Watson, and he's a hell of a player.
Right.
But they don't have an offensive line in front of him for him to really show all that he can do.
Well, yeah,
they've got great weapons on the outside.
Good thing he can run.
The defense is getting a little worse every single year statistically.
And J.J. Watt just got married, so that's over.
So what's it to be like in a Mahomes situation where you've got a great team around you, great offensive line, great weapons, and you can show off all of your ability?
Hmm. All right, I will continue this conversation. We also have Red Alert around the corner. We've got Masterpiece Theater. Do you have your selection ready to go?
I do have my selection ready to go. Another classic.
We also are going to be giving away Trucks Gone Wild. That's all coming up at the end of this hour. That's at the end of March.
That's a yeehaw.
That is a yeehaw. Is it really called the Redneck Mud Park? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's, yeah. You didn't know? Yeah. Redneck Mud Park up in Punta Gorda.
How about that?
How about that? There's a lot of fun stuff that goes on up there. 18 and up to win, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the fun stuff that goes on?
It might be 18 and up to get in.
What's more wild? Trucks Gone Wild or the 18th hole over at...
the 16th at TPC?
Yeah, that.
Or the video Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, I was, it's closer
to... Is that even still around?
It's closer it's closer to the video than it is the 16th at Scottsdale.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It's a Tuesday, back from vacay. Don't forget, tonight it's the third Tuesday of the month. That means we're out at the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound Track playing a little poker at 7 o'clock. Knock me or Pete out, get a $100 bounty. Bam! I see the new building up there that they're building for the new poker room, and it looks really cool.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
What's the due date on that? Like this summer? Or, I mean, it's up. The building, I mean, the cinder block walls are up and all that kind of stuff.
Getting there.
It's looking very exciting. So anyway, there's that tonight. Right now,
15,000 chips to start. By the way, 15-minute blinds. Could get that question all the time. I posted it on my Facebook page as well. So yeah, 15,000 chips, pretty generous. 15-minute blinds.
It's gonna be fun, and I'm good now. So yeah. All right, it is time for a segment we like to call Red Alert, where we put people, teams, and situations on blast. I have a bit of a shorter list today, and I think Pete's even got one in mind, so it might even be shorter than that, but that's okay. Let's go around the horn with Red Alert!
Red Alert, ESPN, preseason, FPI Top 10. Listen to this. Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Alabama, Penn State, Wisconsin, Texas, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Georgia. Ridiculous! Question. Where the hell are the Florida Gators in this list? It's outrageous that Texas is in there and they are not.
Why is Texas on
there? Texas is in
there. Why is Texas A&M on there?
Red alert.
Why is Notre Dame in there? Georgia should be up higher, as they always should be.
No, they should.
Absolutely. Red alert. ESPN preseason FPI top 10.
Red alert. Roy Williams, come on. Another loss, another meltdown by you and an inability to explain it. Here's what's going to happen. By the way, the seats start to get hot for Roy.
No, it's not.
Red hot, red alert. Roy Williams. Here's what's going to happen. North Carolina and Indiana on the bubbleless of bubbles are going to be fighting for that last spot in the NCAA tournament. One of them will be left out. One of them will be in. Red alert, Roy Williams. North Carolina, give me a break.
They're not even close right now.
Craig Scheman.
What
the hell makes you think Carolina's a bubble team?
No kidding.
They're nowhere near the bubble. They can't even see the bubble. They can win every game the rest of the year. You know how they're getting in?
No.
Automatic bid, not because they're on the bubble.
They got to win.
Thank you. I was one short. Craig Scheman, red alert.
Red alert, Aubrey Huff.
Oh,
gosh, yeah.
San Francisco Giants said today they will not invite him to a reunion of the 2010 World Series winning team this summer because of unacceptable comments made by Huff on social media. I don't know what they could be talking about. I really don't. He's talking about kidnapping Iranian women and coming over here and feeding them grapes, but that's okay. He said he did it in a nice way because
they'd be feeding him grapes.
They'd
actually
be feeding him grapes. Yeah, a lot of other stuff. Very interesting comments. But he is not being allowed to attend the 2010 World Series Championship. Sorry, Aubrey. Red alert.
Probably the right call there.
Maybe.
Red alert. Astros rib cages. You are going to get plucked. I am sensing a lot of anger and dissatisfaction throughout Major League Baseball with Rob Manfred and his decision-making process and the lack of penalties against the Astros. Baseball will self-police. There's going to be a lot of sore rib cages, buttocks, and maybe even a few helmet dingers along the way. The over-under for Vegas, 83.5 plunks. They were hit 66 times last year by comparison. Take the over on that. Red alert, Astros.
Rob Manfred. Dude. Can you get anything right with this? Just one thing. Like,
one.
I'm not asking for a whole lot here. Let's not come out and tell other pitchers that they're going to be suspended because you wouldn't suspend actual cheaters.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thought, right?
Yes.
Rob Manfred, red alert.
It's insane.
Worst commissioner in sports.
Fact.
Red alert, NBA. Why? Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving has been elected as a vice president of the National Basketball Players Association. The only thing he should be elected vice president at is vice president of NBA numbnuts. He replaces he replaces Pau Gasol on the exec committee. Now, this committee is Andre Iguodala, Anthony Tolliver, Bismack Biyombo, Malcolm Brogdon, Jaylen Brown, C.J. McCollum, and Garrett Temple. How do you put Kyrie Irving, this nut job, on this type of committee? Red alert, NBA. You're doomed.
Red alert. And by the way, I'll just add to that the quote from Kendrick Perkins, who says, thank God I'm retired. The blind leading the blind now in the NBA.
Jeez, the earth is flat, too.
Exactly. Red alert. Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering if he was going to work that into the next CBA talks. The flat earth deal, yeah.
Are basketballs flat too? I'm just asking. Red alert, Miami Dolphins. Don't be duped by all this is going on with the Detroit Lions and the talk for Tua. Not happening. Unbelievable. Dolphins, stay the course. Don't give away the franchise to be duped in by all this lying season around the NFL. Otherwise, you just may find yourself ending up with Justin Herbert, a mediocre but very tall quarterback in the NFL. Red alert, Dolphins. Keep your eye on the prize.
My last one. Zach,
sorry. That's
my bad.
Turn.
My bad,
that's
Chris.
Okay.
My bad.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
And hit your done. Quota for the week. NBA fans freaking out. Relax. It's just a dunk contest. Red alert, guys. Calm down. A yellow alert, actually. Calmer.
Did you see that dunk over Taco Falls?
It didn't go over Taco Falls.
Hey, wait a minute. He gave him a boost.
He had to push Taco down, and he jumped. He propelled himself off. It'd be illegal if it happened in a game. Fact.
Taco Falls is going to make more money than anybody in the league ever.
The hell was he wearing?
You know what it was? It looked like Beetlejuice.
It was awful, whatever it was.
It looked like Beetlejuice.
He made Shaq look small.
It was terrible. Those pants, like vertical stripes on Taco Fall, you need to stay away from that pattern.
NBA, MVP, finals.
Jeez.
Right alert, Zach Bogosian, Buffalo Sabres defenseman. Why suspended? Why? Well, he's got a 12-year veteran. They asked him to go to Rochester in the AHL. He said no. Hell no, I'm not going. Here's the problem. He's going to risk what's left about his $6 million contract and may not get any of it over in his final year. So, Zach Bogosian, please, 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 do the right thing. Go to the AHL. Get the rest of your money because you look like a fool for doing this.
A fool. All right, I'm done. You got one.
No, I got another good one. I don't know who's actually on red alert here. I don't know if it's Major League Baseball or the Houston Astros, but they're at it again. The Astros are cheating once again.
Oh, yes.
Pitcher Francis Martes suspended 162 games after testing positive for boldenone, a known performance-enhancing substance.
I think they give that to horses.
Guys, what are we doing here?
We're cheating is what we're doing.
Gosh.
Red alert. Pete, are you done?
I'm done.
All right, that's it. Red alert.
I'm going to put the Vipers on red alert. You guys are awful. Just throw
they
that
had the
out
lead.
There. I don't care.
Quinn
they didn't
Flowers,
hold
I
the
throw
lead.
A pick at the one-yard line.
They didn't hold the lead.
I officially won some Skittles on an XFL game.
What's the final score?
Vipers are horrible.
Did you really?
Yeah. Is that... Oh.
They were ahead, 2-point favorites.
Am I the only one that's actually put action on the XFL between
the three of us?
I haven't.
I thought that was a stone cold lock.
I thought I hit a low point when I won money on Denny Hamlin last night.
I still can't believe
9-1.
How great is that, huh?
9-1.
I had five racers. I had
that's good.
Bubba Wallace. He's who I really was rooting for.
Oh, really?
That was like a 400-1 or plus 4,700.
Yeah,
some crazy number. I had him. I had DiBenedetto. I had Denny Hamlin, Logano, and I had one more in there. Yeah. I'm forgetting his name.
Did you have equal Skittles among
all
five?
Yeah.
Nice. Otherwise,
nice hit.
I came out on top.
That's good.
It's a win.
All right. Don't forget, tonight we got a couple of ranked teams in action for college basketball, including 8th-ranked Florida State hosting Pitt. Also, number 1 Baylor taking on Oklahoma. Got to watch these games. Got to pay attention to them because it's homework. We got the Friday Sports Test. We debuted this last Friday to great success. It's brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Visit Boathouse on Naples Bay, by the way, overlooking the glistening waters of Naples Bay, and enjoy the terrific lunch, dinner, and signature happy hour from 3 to 6 daily. Friday, every Friday here at 3:45, you can win up to $75 to the Boathouse in Naples Bay. It's up for grabs only on 99.3 ESPN, all part of our Friday sports test. That was a lot of fun. We're going to do it every single Friday. Speaking of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Pete Shepard has a selection. We do not know what it is. We will await. Master Pete Theater is next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Tuesday. Tuesday at this time means it's time for Master Pete Theater, where middle-aged white guy recites theatrically lyrics of a rap song. You have a problem with my introduction?
No, I love it.
Oh, I thought you were ready to... Okay.
No, not at all. It's very accurate. Absolutely.
I will step out of the way. The microphone is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, one of my favorites. I hope it's one of yours. This is The Power by Snap.
Snap, okay, all right.
And now, another Master Pete Theater reading.
I've got the power. I've got the power. Hey, yeah, hey. Like the crack of the whip, I snap attack. Front to back. In this thing called rap. Dig it. Like a shovel, rhyme devil. On a heavenly level. Bang the bass, turn up the treble. Radical mind day and night all the time. 7 to 14, wise, divine. Maniac, brainiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James. Quality, I possess. Some say I'm fresh when my voice goes through the mesh of the microphone that I am holding. Copywritten lyrics, so they can't be stolen. If they are snap, don't need the police to try to save them. Your voice will sink, so please stay off my back. Or I will attack, and you don't want that.
Nope.
I've got the power. I've got the power. I've got the power. I've got the power.
What do you got?
It's getting.
Power!
It's getting kind of hectic. It's getting kind of hectic. I've got the power. I've got the power.
Yep.
I've got the power.
You said that.
It's getting. It's getting kind of hectic. It's getting kind of hectic. Quality. I possess. Some say, hey, I'm fresh when my voice goes through the mesh of the microphone that I am holding. Copywritten lyrics, so they can't be stolen. If they are snap, don't need the police to try to save them. Your voice will sink, so please stay off my back.
or I will attack.
Deal.
And you don't want that. I've got the power. I've got the power. I've got the power. I've got the power. The end.
You've got the power. You've got the power.
Ben-a-net.
Nice job.
Oh, that was Pete very, Shepherd. Very emotional.
Master Pete very Theater emotional. Every Tuesday right here. Nicely done.
Wow. That was.
One of my favorites of all
that
time.
That was real. That,
I felt it.
You felt it.
That was
that's
real.
That's what I do. I mean,
absolutely.
Really
I felt the power.
From the cockles.
Excuse
heart.
Me?
Cockles of my
what?
Heart.
Oh.
Yeah, deep in the in Pete Shepherd's loins is where he pulled that out of.
No, I don't want any part of that.
I'm above, above the equator. I'm an above the equator guy, but I know what you mean. You might feel a little tingly. I get it.
All right. Would your loin be the backstrap?
Excuse me?
Where would a human's loins be?
Yeah, the junk.
Well, that's just...
Really?
You're kidding, right?
Well, like a tender loin.
I'm not even
you're
that.
Kidding, right?
That's no. like a bed. That's like the back of a cow.
Yeah.
Right? So the loin of a human.
You ever hear of a loincloth?
No.
A loincloth is like what covers little, like the junk.
Like your fig leaf that you wear at night or sometimes, or your roses. You know, it could
your
be,
one rose
my,
petal?
Could be my a rose singular loincloth. Rose petal?
Yeah, I don't want any part of that loin activity.
Well, I always thought it was like a tenderloin type deal. Or a pork loin.
You're so far off anatomy-wise right now.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You're in the wrong part.
That's okay.
Just real quick, Marty Smith, our good friend, friend of the program, been on before. Update on Ryan Newman remains under the care of doctors at Halifax Medical Center in Daytona. He is awake and speaking with family and doctors.
Oh, thank God.
Ryan and his family have expressed their appreciation for the concern and heartfelt messages from across the country. They're grateful for the unwavering support of the NASCAR community and beyond. We will continue to provide information as it becomes available.
All right. That's very good news. All right. I'm going to switch gears just a bit here. I'm looking for caller number 9 at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Trucks gone wild.
Woo!
And Redneck Mud Park. It's March 19th through the 22nd. This is 4 full days of mudding, trail riding, music racing, contests, vendors, and more. The Mega Mud Track. The races are at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Camping is included. You can camp out there?
That's important.
Camping included.
This is a 4-day party. 3.5-day rager.
So it's like Woodstock.
Is it Woodstock?
Less music.
More mud, though.
Less music, more engines.
Okay. And this is every year here? This is an annual affair?
This is a normal thing. As one of our texters put it earlier, if you like beer, horsepower, and a good time, this is your event.
You left something out in that text.
I know I did.
Okay. you got to purchase tickets in advance, discount tickets online, and but we're going to give you some right now. How many are we giving away? Two? Four?
Two.
Two?
Pair of weekend passes.
It is the biggest spring break party in the South. Visit the Redneck Mud Park. In fact, let me give this again. Visit redneckmudpark.com. I want to get it right. That's important. redneckmudpark.com for tickets and details, but we're giving you a couple freebies right now. Caller number 9. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Sheema DeShepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.